It's lunchtime at Tanioka's Seafood and Catering in Waipahu. More than a dozen patrons line up to place their orders. The left-hand turn into Tanioka's strip mall from the Everbound direction of Farrington Highway has been restored, and Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation Executive Director and CEO Dan Grabowskis says that feature could be long-term.
Because the columns in this particular area near the Waipahu Drainage Canal are spaced further apart, that gave us a different line of sight, and they were able to take a look at measuring that and determine that a left-hand turn, in fact, would be both a safe and sensible solution.
Grabowskis says none of the guideway columns had to be moved, and the left-turn lane, which has been accident-free for 8 years, will be reconfigured at minimum cost. He says all intersections are different, and HART will look for engineering solutions in the future. Farrington Highway will be returned to State Department of Transportation control when rail construction is completed. Deputy Director for Highways, Ed Sniffen.
We have the time to measure the intersection to see how it operates, to see if there's any mitigations that need to be done before it comes back to DOT.
Jasmine Tanioka, who works for the family business, says the construction is not done yet, but wanted to thank neighborhood board members and state and county lawmakers who weighed in.
When this left turn gets shut down, then everybody has to make a U-turn, and it also causes major traffic coming back this way. And it's been very, very difficult for our customers, for the businesses, for the people who live in this area. You know, thank you so much. We just truly appreciate it.
Following the news conference, Honolulu City Council member Brandon Elefante, who represents Waipahu, stood in line to order his Tanioka plate. He says he and his fellow lawmakers will be able to assist in working with HART on future lane closures and left turn restrictions.
You know, it was a very challenging task. I'm not an expert or engineer, but I'll work at other businesses if there are concerns that they do bring to our attention and look at safety and look at ways that we can improve and see what we can best do.
Dana Smith from EVA is also in line paying for her order. She is pleased that Tanioka's is in good position to survive financially.
I've been coming since I was a little girl. So now my dad came home from the mainland, and if you can tell, I just bought $100 worth of food over here just for lunch. So it's all my favorites.
Meanwhile, there are an estimated 220 more businesses along the rail line that will be impacted by ongoing construction. The elevated transit system is currently projected to cost more than $6 billion, $1 billion over budget, with a completion date that has slipped to 2021. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.